That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. After the big showdown between candidate Abner's two campaign managers, Squire Skimp and Lum, the political situation in Pine Ridge wound up something like this. Abner is sticking with Lum and the New Broom Party, while Squire, with practically all of the Broom's candidates, has formed an opposition party. However, as yet, Squire hasn't announced his candidate for mayor to run against Abner. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, for some reason, the hours of the night when you can't sleep seem to be unusually long. Yes, sir, the sleepless hours when you lie in bed, tossing and turning, seem to stretch into eternity. Now, when you experience one of those nights, try Miles Nervine. You see, Miles Nervine is a mild but effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves, which may occasionally keep you awake. It's been making good for over 60 years. It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. All drugstores have it in two forms, effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a quality product. Caution, use only as directed. So see your druggist now. Remember, it's Nervine. N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Boss Edwards and candidate Peabody in the Jotham Down store discussing their political prospects. Listen.
Well, now, Lum, are we still going to call ourselves a New Broom Party?
Of course we are. Squire can't take that away from us. We studied up that name ourselves.
Yeah.
Now we got a bigger sweeping job than ever to do. Got to sweep Squire and his crowd right out of the campaign.
Yeah, well, I just feared as long as he'd taken Mike and I all our candidates, why, he might could take the name of our party away from us, too.
No.
Oh, good,
and
good.
For them candidates he taken away from us, he can have them.
Well, I don't know now, Lum. There's some awful good men there. Well, Earl Pomeroy, Will Spencer, Ezra C. Strong.
All right, they're good men, I'll admit that. That means we'll have to fight a little harder to get our own party into power.
Our own party?
Yeah.
All we got left is me for mayor and Dad Crockett for dog catcher. Dad's the only one that stuck with us, looks like.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
It don't sound like we got a whole lot of power to me, just us two.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure about that. Here's what we can do. We'll concentrate on them two offices. Get you in at the top and him at the bottom, and that way we'll have them surrounded.
Hooray for us, hooray.
Let them have their in-between job. They won't be nothing but a batch of middlemen.
Hot dogs.
We'll have the government right where we want it.
Of course, what if I don't get elected mayor, though?
Oh, well, don't worry about that. They ain't got no candidate they can win over you, I know.
Well, who is it they're aiming on running again me? Have you heard?
No, I ain't. I heard a few rumors is about all. Nothing for sure.
Well, who'd they rumor about?
Oh, Mose Moot and Tom Foster, even Squire himself. None of them would be strong candidates, though.
Well, what about Squire?
Oh, no. He's pretty good eyes in his head on how to run a campaign and how to get votes and all such as that, I admit. But as far as being popular with the citizens itself, you know well as I do that folks wouldn't vote for him.
No, I reckon you're right about that, yeah.
The only fella I'd actually be worried about is Ezra Seastrunk, and Squire's got him running for alderman.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
With his standing in the community, he'd run anybody a good race. We're just lucky we ain't going to have to fight against him.
Yeah, I believe even my own woman, Elizabeth, would vote for Ezra instead of me. She's always telling me what a model husband Ezra is, that I ought to try to pattern myself after him. It's a dad blame sick of hearing it. I don't know what to do.
Reckon you would say he's a sort of a model husband and father. And on top of that, he's a good out-loud talker.
Yeah.
I believe he could give a better speech than any man in this town. Outside of me, of course.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good stout talker.
And then he gets on his feet and gets his throat cleared to suit him and his nose blowed good, he can give some of the best out loud talking I ever set under.
Oh, he'll cut the dirt right out from under your feet. Ain't no two ways
about
that. Awful
pinted with his remarks.
Yes, he is. Now, he is there. Yes, sir. That Ezra don't back up. No, no.
Now, I'm glad we don't have to worry about him.
Yeah, me too.
And the only other feller I can think of that's got enough popularity and dynamo personality to give you a run for your money is me.
You.
Yeah, but I ain't running.
Oh.
You're safe there. That
scared me there for a minute.
No, it looks to me like it's going to be a landslide for you, Abner. A landslide.
Well.
I can see you now sitting in the mayor's chair.
You can.
Just sitting there, yeah.
Where's he sitting?
Who?
The mayor. You said I was sitting in his chair.
Well, natural. You're the mayor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Keep forgetting that. Yeah, that's right.
You don't forget it quick as we get out our campaign posters. You're going to be plastered in every spot in town.
I am.
Yes, sir. Have you hung on every post in this city?
Huh?
No matter where you look, you're going to see a picture of Abner Peabody.
Oh, picture.
Pine Ridge's next mayor.
Hooray for me. Hooray for Abner. Hooray.
That reminds me, Abner. This afternoon, I want you to go over to the photographers and get some new pictures taken of yourself.
What's the matter with the ones I've got?
Well, we want some new ones. Somewhere you're holding a broom in your hand. You know, the new broom party and all that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
I'll call up Dad Crockett and have him go along with you. We need some pictures of him, too, chasing a dog. Or...
Is he going to be holding a broom, too?
No, I think we better get a net for him.
Hmm, that's curious. It's just what Mose Moots are saying about him the other day.
No, I don't mean that. I mean a dog catcher's net.
Oh.
Might even be a good idea to get a picture of him chasing a dog.
Yeah, if we can find a slow enough dog. You know, that dad don't move very fast.
Well, I know what we can do.
Huh?
Think about it. Oh, no. That belongs to Ezra Seastrom.
What does?
Well, I was going to say we could get that iron dog that Ezra's got sitting in front of his place over there. We could have a picture of Dad chasing that. Couldn't tell it weren't real in a photograph.
Yeah, I believe he could catch that one. Might give him a little head start, just to be sure, though.
Maybe we can get our ward healer to get the dog first.
Who?
Cedric. Don't you regret? I planted him ward healer.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, he ought to be able to get it, long as Clarabelle Seastrunk's his best girl.
And talking about him, I wonder where he's at now. Starting to get over here today because I got a lot of chores lined up for him.
You going to have him start handing out cigars?
No, not yet. If we give cigars out now, everybody will have them smoked up by the time Election Day gets here, and then they'd forget who give them to them.
Yeah, that's right. We better wait on that, I reckon. Say, Lum, how about buttons?
Buttons?
Yeah, you know them that says vote for Honest Abner on them, all that them campaign buttons?
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to see Cedric about.
Well, he can't make them election buttons, can he?
Well, I know he can, but several days ago I called up an outfit at the county seat that makes them up, and they ought to be ready now.
You did?
Yeah, I think of it.
Well, good for you.
So I want Cedric to drive in there and get them.
Good. Hooray. No good. I just can't hardly wait to see him. I just love to wear them things. Pin them all over me. On my coat. On my hatband.
Well, I wouldn't put too many of them on.
Oh, I love them.
You can overdo that, you know.
Huh?
I don't know where it'd look right for the future mayor to go around in all decked out in election buttons or not. I've saw people at carnivals with them on. I'm looking for a sweetheart.
Yeah, well, I don't know that
my wife, but oh, you kid.
But don't put that on them, Elizabeth. I beat me to death, no. But I want them to say Honest Abner. If I get them, couldn't I just wear a few of them?
Well, I guess so. Recollect, though, I want you to act dignified from now till the election.
I'll keep them polished.
No matter how hard it is for you to do it.
Yeah, well, I can do that. Don't worry.
I think maybe you ought to stop wearing that gray sweater and start wearing a regular suit, too.
Suit?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this sweater?
Well, nothing, but it just...
Only place it's wore out is, well, there in the elbows. They sort of stick through a little. Elizabeth sewed nice new leather patches over that part, though. See here? Look there.
Yeah, I know.
See right there?
I saw your elbows before.
So that I can fall and never skin an elbow.
And trouble, you can see them things clean across the street.
Huh?
The sweater's just fine, but I thought maybe it might make you look more like a mayor if you had a regular coat on.
Oh.
Wait a minute. There comes Cedric now. About time he's getting here.
Yeah. Oh, he's hurrying. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Oh, howdy-do. Ward Healer Wee Hunt reporting. What's cooking, Mr. Wheel?
I told you I ain't the big wheel no more, Cedric. I'm Boss Edwards.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. What'd you want me for, Mr. Boss?
Well, in the first place, where have you been? You're at least a couple of hours late.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, I know it. I'm sorrowful, Mr. Bowles. Clarabelle Seastrunk wanted me to do a favorance for her, and I knowed if I never done it, why, she'd get Gomer Bates, and he's my rival, you know.
Yeah, what favorance did Clarabelle want you to do, Cedric?
Well, never mind that now. I want Cedric to get started on some of these other things.
Oh, yeah, them buttons. Get them as quick as you can.
Cedric, I want you to drive to the county seat and go to this address. I got it right here. Here, I've got it wrote down on this slip of paper for you.
Yes, Mom.
And they'll have a couple of boxes of election buttons for you to pick up.
Yes, Mom.
And then stop in at the printers there and ask them how quick they can print us up some handbills and posters.
Well, what's the matter with having Will Spencer do it, Lum? He's right here in town.
Yeah, but he's lined up with Squire's party.
Oh.
And he's so busy printing up stuff for them, he said he couldn't get to our order for a couple of days yet.
That snake, you know, he...
So do that, Cedric, and let's see, I believe there was something else I wanted you to see.
Yes, hurry up and get them buttons, that's all I want.
Yeah, I can't recollect what it is now. More than likely I'll think of it right after you've left, or that's all there's a way of it.
Yeah, well, the buttons is the most important thing anyway.
Well, you can have some more time to think up what it is, Mr. Boss, because I can't leave right now no way.
Why can't you, Cedric? We got to get them buttons.
Well, see, I ain't done doing this favor for Clarabelle Seastrunk yet.
Oh, well, Lord me, I'll be glad to finish that up for you. Anything to get you started.
Would you sure enough, Mr. Abbott?
Why, sure.
Well, here, all you have to do is take this package of junk and stand down there by the barber shop and hand them out to folks.
Well, Lord me, that's easy. Give them here.
Wait a minute. What are them things? Look like handbills. What do they say?
Well, I don't know. I worked so fast handing them out, I never did have a chance to read them.
Oh, my goodness alive. Cedric, have you actually been handing these things out?
Yes, Mom. Can't see why Clarabelle wanted something like this did for her in the first place.
Well, I can tell you why. Listen to this, Abner.
What is it?
It says, announcing the new conservative liberal party and its sterling candidate for mayor, Ezra D. Seastrunk.
Ezra D. Seastrunk?
The People's Choice.
At last, the new Broomers know who they must battle in the race for mayor. And I think they're a little worried about it. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, traditionally, Saturday night is the night for everyone to have a good time. And that's why we suggest you check up on your Alka-Seltzer supply before you start the evening's fun. You see, sometimes after an evening out, when you overindulge and stay up late, you wake up the next morning with a headache or an acid-upset stomach. Now, that's just the time you want Alka-Seltzer ready in your medicine cabinet. And here's something else to keep in mind. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid the distress of the next morning. You can get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist in either the large 60-cent family size or the 30-cent Get Acquainted package. The large package contains over three times as many tablets as the small package, yet costs only twice as much. Remember, by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. So get a package now. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.